With coal industry jobs dwindling and many young people leaving the state to find work, speakers at the Bright Economic Future for the Mountain State Conference in Charleston yesterday outlined many of the challenges for the state's economy. But as Dave Mistich reports, many entrepreneurs, policy experts, and grassroots organizations see plenty of opportunity.
While the Union of Concerned Scientists usually focuses on issues related to climate change and renewable energy, West Virginia native and UCS fellow Jeremy Richardson noticed the need to apply those issues to the economy and helped organize the Bright Economic Future Conference.
What I'm learning is that people really are interested in having this conversation about what our future looks like. And I think that we see really strong support for the idea of diversifying the economy, that is creating more opportunities for people here.
West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy Executive Director Ted Bettner says a diverse, healthy economy ultimately comes down to a healthy and financially stable workforce. But he says the state has struggled with that in recent decades.
Back in the late 70s, there was a time when middle-class families were faring pretty well. Our wages were a little higher. More people had benefits. You could raise a whole family just on one income. And those times have dramatically changed. Now you need both people in the workforce, and you're earning less. You're working more hours. And at the same time, you're unable to afford some really basic expenses like health care.
During a panel focused on the potential of the state moving forward, Kent Spellman of the West Virginia Community Development Hub noted that his organization believes that working with small communities is the key to improving the economic picture.
We really believe, frankly, that economic transition, this is a great group of people, but for it to work, we have to get out in our communities and we have to listen. The Hub, in its work with these small rural communities, we mostly work with smaller rural communities, focuses on wealth creation, not job creation. We want to see communities create opportunities, economic opportunities, that are locally based, place-based, that keep the wealth in the community. And so we want to look at what makes a healthy community. What are those capitals that make a healthier community? And we want to address all of them.
Both Richardson and Bettner echoed Spellman's call for a local push for the diversification of the state's economy. Richardson says that means it's up to each community to play a part in deciding how they can contribute to the state's economic future.
I think it depends on where you are. You know, we were just listening to one of the commissioners of Fayette County who was talking about the wonderful opportunities that they've taken advantage of there and the tourism industry that's growing. You know, I know people in Williamson who are doing some really amazing work on, you know, trying to retrain people to make buildings more efficient and install solar panels. And, you know, this is the heart of the billion-dollar coal fields, right? So I think it depends on your location. To some extent, I think that where, you know, the message that I'm trying to get out there is that, you know, we have to expand people's idea of what's even possible.
Other presentations at the conference included Richardson's discussion of sustainable economic development, a lecture from Bettner on the proposed State Future Fund, and a screening and discussion of the interactive film Hollow, directed by McDowell County native Elaine McMillian. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.